This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
What two A-listers have officially been linked? What are the details of their first lame public date? From Pop Star Magazine, their editor, Colleen, you have details on this date. So where did it go down?
The big date happened at Tavern on the Green in Central Park over the weekend. Any guesses as to who it was?
My meemaw, because that's the only people who go and eat on the Tavern on the Green.
What? Your meemaw?
Yeah.
Why? It's an old person thing?
Yes. Have you ever gone to Tavern on the Green?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Point proven.
I liked it. I didn't know it was old. Anyway, who was it?
It was actually Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin. It looks like they made their first official public date. They say that Jennifer got there first, waited in her car, and then she sat with her bodyguard until Chris got there. He had Eggs Benedict. She had roast beef sandwich.
This is weird.
And then they frolicked in Strawberry Fields.
There's a few things.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you just had a bodyguard to be your friend until someone showed up to hang out with you?
That would be nice, just to have a friend.
And you pay them.
Yeah.
But still, I feel like you might enjoy that.
But I feel like that's what I do with you anyways. I take care of your children so that I can have friends.
That's true. And it works.
It's basically in your contract that you have to be nice to him and like hang out with him sometimes.
I don't know. I think they put that into some sort of addendum. Yeah, I got screwed somehow.
Here's the deal. They are officially now the most boring couple
Why?
Ever.
Because she ordered Eggs Benedict?
And a roast beef sandwich and eating on the Tavern on the Green? Like, calm it down, senior citizens.
You think that's basic?
That is so basic and such a yawn. And this just proves my point that Chris Martin is on the DL and in the closet.
What? No, he's not. He just proved the opposite.
How?
Gays never order roast beef sandwiches.
You haven't met this gay.
I know, it's so gross.
Oh,
why are you so... You're such a disappointing gay.
Or I'm very excited because you can feel 100% okay by ordering Eggs Benedict. Benedict in front of me and not feel judged. Because would you ever order Eggs Benedict on a date?
No, I think
boom, that's... exactly. So it wasn't a date. It was a gay date.
Oh, because she felt comfortable in front of him. Either that or he's hiding behind the mask of the roast beef sandwich. You're probably right that he was trying to order something masculine order that roast beef sandwich, maybe with a little side of au jus.
No, he was going super gay because you know what? His first beard, Gwyneth Paltrow, wouldn't allow him to eat beef. So he's spitting in the past beard's face.
The real question is, did he get a side of mayo? Because that would really be disgusting.
I'm now hungry, thank you.
But you know what I miss? I miss, like, the days of a really fun, cool celebrity couple. Like, we need a new, like, J-Lo and P. Diddy for, like, the new millennium.
Or
enough of this, like, Tavern on the Green. Let's get some Eggs Benedict.
You make some good points.
They should be at, like, 1-2-3 Burger Shot Beer, you know, doing, like, Irish car bombs.
I say sub in Ben Affleck for P. Diddy, and I would be just as happy. J-Lo and someone interesting.
Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin are happy. Gay couple, leave them alone with her gay best friend. It's not exciting because there's nothing there.
We need a heterosexual couple.
Exactly.
To come to play.
As long as Ben Affleck and J-Lo don't do another movie together, I'm okay with them getting back together.
Boom. Thank you.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.